Susan Nardizzi, Director of Marketing for the Division of Marketing and Development at the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
All right. Well, let's talk about this campaign a little bit. Tell us what we need to know. Tell us what the farmers would want to know.
Okay, sure. Well, this is the first statewide media campaign with dedicated 30 and 15-second spots advertising the commodities of Florida, both seafood and agriculture. We undertook the campaign to try to raise the awareness of locally grown, fresh from Florida products, and also to do this consumer and retail push-pull strategy where, because we're running the advertising, the big retail partners in Florida would then obviously purchase more to fulfill the need. Secondly, we did do a lot of research with primary household shoppers, which are still women, and we found a very interesting but passionate need amongst them, and that is that they really want easy to prepare, convenient, good recipes that are nutritious. So our campaign focuses on actually telling the story of a recipe as the commercial is airing. So it's really kind of educational as well as hopefully entertaining. And we are seeing some great comments from folks. I got a comment yesterday that they had made our salad for their Easter dinner. And hopefully we can continue this with more commodities as time goes by. Our first campaign focuses on a honey and citrus glazed grouper and a berry, citrus, and arugula salad. Later this year, of course, because of seasonality, we will be focusing on a corn, tomato, and avocado salsa and a sweet shrimp stir fry. So we are excited about that. We love pooling the dollars to support both agriculture and seafood. And so far the industry is responding very, very well to the fact that we have undertaken this effort.
Tell us a little bit about the different media avenues that are involved in this.
Surely. Well, right now we're concentrating on regular network and cable television in the top 10 markets, you know, television markets, Miami, Palm Beach, Pensacola, Panama City, Gainesville, Tallahassee, Tampa, Orlando, Fort Myers. I think that was only 9. Whoops. But at any rate, we are doing that. And we are also doing online advertising. We're doing some great banner ads on appropriate websites like the Food Network or Rachel Ray. And we invite consumers to come to our website, freshfromflorida.com, view more recipes. And also, you can talk to us on Facebook. You can interact, ask Chef Justin, our culinary ambassador, ask him questions about the recipes or just have a conversation online with him. And we think it's the beginning of a huge, really broad program where we can engage the citizens of Florida in a groundswell of buy local and show the retailers that it's really important that Florida commodities are on the shelves. Consumers really don't want to buy produce from Mexico or seafood from Asia or any place else, since we know that Florida can supply it.
And like you said, and then there is point of purchase efforts as well. Is that what you were saying?
Well, yes. I mean, that we will have point of purchase displays within the stores. We are doing a label test right now with Publix. We pay for more labels and label guns, and it encourages them to sticker more product in the produce section. We are planning to do some recipe cards and other elements in store to really drive home the fact that fresh from Florida products are so nutritious and you can make great recipes easily with them.
Obviously, this is kind of a new endeavor for you. However, the Fresh from Florida efforts are not new, and this is, I'm assuming, just a part of those, extending those efforts.
Yes. Fresh from Florida is a statutorily mandated program, which is called the Florida Agricultural Promotional Campaign, and it was started in the legislature in 1990, so we're in our 23rd year. However, we are trying to broaden our reach, to build awareness, and to really show consumers that the best options are right in their own backyards. And we think that this has a big groundswell of support because Buy Local has become so much more important. Buy products from the United States is so much more important. So, yes, this is just the newest form of support that we're giving our FAPC members, and in order to be able to display a Fresh from Florida logo, a grower or a broker or a processor has to join the FAPC for only $50 a year. So it's a tremendous ability to market for many, many small farmers and growers who could never afford to do it on their own.
And that was kind of my next question. Obviously, we look at the goals of this, and what a great opportunity for our growers and for our ag industry to get, I guess, bang for your buck would probably be the best way to sum it up.
You bet. this is the least expensive program I could ever imagine, either from the government standpoint or private industry, which I was in for many years, in that for $50, you can be on television throughout the state of Florida. You can get other benefits like trade leads. We also accompany folks and their companies, you know, globally. We negotiate with retail stores all over the U.S. and worldwide. And we get these retailers to put our products in their weekly circulars. And right now we have over 52 retail chains representing 14,000 stores. And we've been in over 480,000 advertisements in the 2011-12 year.
Awesome. And as you said, this is just the first step in this broadened effort. I know that you hope to continue these efforts as time goes by.
We do, and we are starting a much more aggressive recruiting effort to get more FAPC members, and you'll certainly be hearing more about that in the months to come.
Okay, yeah. I guess that was my next. Is there anything that they need to do? Should they contact you? Should they look at the website? What should they do if they're interested in becoming?
Well, actually, we have a brand new person that we are so thrilled to have, and I am going to basically give you her information so that people can email her or call her. Her name is Jackie Mowally, M-O-A-L-L-I, and she is the new senior manager for marketing and development for Fresh from Florida. She can be reached here in Tallahassee at 850-617-7339. And her email address is Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E dot Mowally, M-O-A-L-L-I, at freshfromflorida.com. And to see more recipes, go to our freshfromflorida.com website. Click on View Recipes, and it will take you to our brand new recipe landing page.
Well, cool beans, Susan. I think that we've covered everything that I had on the top of my mind. Anything that we need to address?
No, I think that's it. Just stay tuned for more updates. And we are recording this on April 2nd, and that is the anniversary of the 500 years of Ponce de Leon's landing in Florida, and one of the things that he and his conquistadors said was, Florida is the land of plentiful food. That was true 500 years ago, and it's certainly true today.